throws it out in front. What a great opportunity. The shot, Thornton scores! Joe Thornton, the captain of the San Jose Sharks, wins it in overtime at 2 minutes and 22 seconds, and the San Jose Sharks are on their way to the Western Conference semifinal round.
That from the San Jose Sharks Radio Network. With all due respect to Terry Crisp, I say thank you to the San Jose Sharks. That was the team that I would least wanted to see is the L.A. Kings. I know Crispy said he thought they matched up well with the Kings. I didn't like it. And I'm glad that they're eliminated. And now the whole thing will be decided tonight, whatever happens in Vancouver. And the grip fest that's been going on in Vancouver between Chicago and Vancouver will determine who the Preds play. Chicago wins, it's the Red Wings. And if Vancouver wins, it's Vancouver. I personally will squeeze like crazy for Chicago. Joining us now on the Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP Hotline is a guy that had the stones to make a prediction that none of us here locally would dare make, but he made it. Keith Jones from the NHL on Versus said that he got the Preds to win the Western Conference, or the Western Conference, right to the final. And he joins us now. Keith, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Coach, back with the Baltimore Skipjacks, and David Boyle was my first GM with the Washington Capitals. So very pleased for both of those guys.
Yeah, but see, now you just qualified your pick. So now everybody's going to say, oh, he didn't pick them because he think they're any good. He picked them for Boyle and Trotsky is what he did. I see how you are.
Yeah, no, I picked them because I thought they were good, and I've always liked the way David has put his teams together strong, with the blue line being the key factor, and goaltending as much improved from my days with the Washington Capitals. It was always one of our weaknesses, so good to see he's got a goaltender, and he's got Shea Weber and Suter on the back end, yeah. And a pretty impressive defense, so I think things are going to go real well for Nashville.
Yeah, and scoring a few goals now, too, which has been the one thing that's lacked in past series. Now, having said that, you kind of touched on something here. You know, the story of the Preds is always the little engine that could, and, oh, look at those guys over there, and nobody really knows any of them, and it's a Southern team, and it's not really like the other Southern teams. But having said all of that, this hockey team right now has a finalist for GM of the year, has a finalist for the Vezina, has a finalist on the blue line for the Norris Trophy, and in about 15 minutes or whenever they announce the Jack Adams, probably has a finalist for coach of the year. It's not like they suck. I mean, there's some talent here.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, defense wins championships. And when you build your team from the blue line out, you've got a very good chance to win games come playoff time. And if you look at the team that they just beat, the Anaheim Ducks, there's a few people around that could easily make an argument that the Ducks could win the Stanley Cup this year. With that top line that they have, and to see what Nashville was able to do against them, it gives me great confidence as the Predators move forward. That Perry, Getzlaff, and Bobby Ryan line is unbelievable as far as the offensive talent goes and the compete level of that line. So to take the best that they had and to send them packing is something that the Predators should be really proud of.
Keith Jones joining us on the Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP Hotline. And Keith, let's talk a little bit about some of the other action that's going on, because clearly the Predators are sitting here and are going to wait and see what happens in this Game 7 tonight. But this is a night where we've got a Game 7 going on in Philadelphia as well. We also have a key Game 6 that is going on up in Montreal. And I'll qualify. I'm a Bruins fan. I'm born and raised a Boston Bruins fan. And when the Bruins got Game 3, I said, you know, they really can sweep this thing from here. And I really believe that is possible, that is going to happen tonight. But before we get into some of the detail in that, tell us what the network is giving us, because I know you got to be carrying the two Game 7s, but with the Bruins starting early, are we getting any of that action at all, or will that be center ice only?
I believe we'll have live look-ins to that game, but we're not starting with it. We are starting with a pregame show leading up to the Flyers-Sabres game, just because it's Game 7, and then I think tomorrow night would start with Game 7, should there be one, if the Bruins can't close it out tonight, and then the Tampa Bay-Pittsburgh Game 7 will start at 8 o'clock tomorrow, so they will be staggered times tomorrow night, but I don't think that you're going to see Montreal-Boston on Versus. You're going to get Flyers-Buffalo and Chicago-Vancouver, which isn't too bad.
That doesn't suck. Now you've got a bunch of guys over there hanging around the network squeezing for Canadians tonight. I know exactly how you guys are. You want two more Game 7s tomorrow night, and I don't blame you.
Game 7s are great. I'd love to see the Bruins move on. they rate a lot better in the States. So from our standpoint on Versus, we'd love to see the U.S. teams keep on rolling. So, but there's so many bad memories, and you being a Bruins fan, I don't think that you're sitting too comfortable as this series is a long way from over. As much as Boston has got themselves back in it, you still got Carey Price in net, you still got a game at home in Montreal, and you've got so much negative history going against the Bruins with the Canadiens. So I think I'd be holding my breath to think that there wasn't going to be a Game 7 in that series.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right about that. Now, this Game 7 tonight that'll take place in Vancouver, can you recall a Vezina Trophy finalist that was so maligned? I mean, we had talked about it here, you know, show me something in the playoffs, the last big playoff series Roberto Luongo wins will be the next one, all that kind of stuff. But having said that, dude was benched. I mean, now he's in because of the injury and so on. What is the psyche of that guy going into this game tonight?
It can't be very good. I mean, I just don't understand how he could be feeling good about the way he's playing and feeling good about himself and the way that he's been treated. He had the C taken away from him. They foolishly made him the captain of the team a couple of years ago, so he would sign that 12-year contract to tease him with that. Then they took it away from him. Now they take his starting job away from him, give it to a rookie for a critical closeout game in Chicago. He gets hurt. He comes back in. He loses again for the 11th time in the playoffs against the Chicago Blackhawks. And now he's told, go out there and win the game for us, kid. I just don't see how he can. I will be amazed if he does. I'm amazed that he blew the 3-0 lead because everything looked fantastic for Vancouver in the first three games. And all of a sudden that hit from Rafi Torres on Seabrook made the Chicago Blackhawks decide that, you know what, we don't feel like golfing just yet. I think we'll come together as a team and try to beat their butts. And that's exactly what's happened.
Now, you talk about the Bruins and their feelings about the Montreal Canadiens. I mean, how about the Canucks and their fans? I mean, I got to believe they're taking everybody's shoelaces and belts when they walk into that arena tonight, because they're going to be suicide watch if they blow 3-0 to, of all teams, the Blackhawks, who have been taking them out the last couple of years.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You imagine the tension in that building if the Chicago Blackhawks score first. I mean, it's the drama of these playoffs has been unbelievable. And if you look back last year to the Flyers coming back against Boston, it wasn't a Vezina Trophy goaltender in net for Philadelphia, as we've seen what's been well documented again this year. It was a carousel of goalies that got through, and they managed to find a way to come back and steal that series. This is a lot different. This is a proven regular season goaltender that's collapsed once again in the playoffs just when you thought he had figured it out. So there's a lot to watch there.
Keith Jones of the NHL and Versus with us on the Grand Avenue Chauffeured Transportation VIP Hotline. All right, Keith, Chicago wins, it's the Red Wings. Vancouver wins, it's the Canucks. Tell us, you don't want to put the Preds to the conference final or to the Stanley Cup as a conference champion. Tell us what the key would be. Which matchup is better, and who do you like for the Preds? Why they could beat both the Red Wings and or Vancouver?
I'd take Vancouver myself. I just think they're real fragile. And obviously we just talked about Roberto Luongo. I'll take Pecorino over him any day of the week. And I like the defense of the Nashville Predators. And injuries are starting to mount for Vancouver. Sammy Salo left the last game. They lost Manny Malhotra. They've got some key injuries on their blue line that have really come to the forefront. I think they're becoming weaker as the playoffs move along. And should they get through tonight, I would love to see Nashville go up against them.
But if they play the Red Wings, we might get a game or two on Versus. I mean, you know, eventually you're going to have to show them. I've been telling a lot of guys.
That was the best series there was. I watched every second of it because I had a little more interest in it since I picked them to come out of the West. But I watched it all, and that series was fabulous.
It was good stuff. And then who knows where it goes from here. And, of course, the building is on fire. The town is on fire for them. And this should put an end. If 16,000 and change and 17 sellouts during a regular season didn't pretty much finish off any of that wacky talk about this team and their position in the league, this kind of a playoff run is the kind of thing that really can cement a team in a community. Crispy talked about it yesterday, that this is how you got the kids. You get them 10, 11 years into the franchise, and you know, now you got a whole generation that knows nothing but the Predators. And this could be really, really huge for hockey in this region.
There's no question about it. A playoff run will do wonders. It did it for Tampa, and then the lockout hit, so they kind of lost out on some of that momentum. It's worked in Carolina, and it'll work in Nashville, too. So I really hope that the guys continue to play as hard as they have so far. Tutu was awesome. Fisher was great. And, you know, some pieces are falling into place.
All right, Keith, appreciate you as always. Tremendous job. We're watching tonight, man. Big night, the NHL in Versus.
Enjoy, guys. Sometimes it's fun to sit back and watch when you know your team's moving on. So hopefully a lot of Predator fans will be scouting out the competition.
Yeah, hockey's a lot more fun to watch when you know that your team is still hanging around in there. So, all right, man. Appreciate you.
Take care.
It's Keith Jones joining us from the NHL on Versus. That's a great